Okay. Well, you know how you told me that, you know, I had asked you about JoJo and, you know, that day that you came and talked to me and tried to, like, whatever, get me to say stuff. And you said that, like, half of what you did is was kind of based on what she asked you, what she requested of you. And then you just kind of took it from there. And that did the other half. Can you tell me? I was just curious, what was it that she asked you to do?
Okay, I have to get outside here real quick. What she asked me to do was find out if Stewie was betraying us and rolling with you, pretty much. That's what she was saying. She needed to find out which nonstop talks were being traitors and rolling with Ring of Fire. So I did what I thought I had to do. She came up with a mission and I planned it out. Well, pretty much how to find out.
Oh, huh, okay. Why do you wonder why she wanted that? I mean, he wasn't doing anything wrong, you know? And, you know, even after I got blocked from that channel and lost my mod star, I still talk to him sometimes about how to make nonstop talk better. Even after all of the shit that she did, after the way she treated me and smeared my name, you know? I still cared. I mean, it wasn't about JoJo, about helping JoJo. It was about helping people on Zello, you know? And 3 nights before I lost my mod star, I was talking to Stu. We were looking forward to this mod meeting coming up, and we were both taking notes on things that we can bring up to the meeting to make Nonstop Talk a better place. And this is even while I was running my channel, mind you. You know? It didn't matter that I had a channel. It's not like, okay, I don't have to help anybody out anymore. I still, to this day and ever since, have always helped people on Zella, regardless if they have a channel. And when they have a channel, help people. You know, I help you with your channel. I always help people with their channels and stuff. Just a giving person. You know, I don't know. She didn't get that, you know, and she said lies like, the reason why she took my mod star is because we butted heads and because I was changing the rules, making my own rules. And that's silly because the last time we had ever bumped heads was well before I ever opened my channel. And it was because this one guy, a Yankee fan, he was a mod, he put this picture up on his profile about the nobody under 15 terms of service part. And some of the mods, Stu, Mondo, and some and Mike ATC and a couple other people were saying stuff to guests, hey, if you're under 15, you can't be in here. I never did that. But she kicked me and Mondo and made us the whole we were the bad guys, you know, in that situation. We're not supposed to do that. I think Mondo might have said something. I can't say for sure, but I never said it to anything to any kids. And so she kicked me, got all mad, and kicked us a message, a copy of an email from Nancy saying that it was okay. And so I replied, I said, okay, that's fine. She's like, said something like, bitch, 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 bitch. I said, that's fine, whatever you want, as you wish. That's fine. You know, I had never done anything anyway. So it was the next day or later that night, I was in the mod channel, I was on the channel, and a couple mods asked me in the mod channel, they said, hey, what's the deal with this thing about the kids under 15? I said, well, I got this message from JoJo with an email stating from Nancy that it was okay. And basically, I just relayed the same information that JoJo gave me. And a couple of the mods said, oh, I wish JoJo would have shared this information with us. Right then, JoJo came into the mod channel, and I said, yeah, I wish she would have shared it with you too, because this information's for everybody, not just me and Mondo. Then she mic'd up and she had a big old shit fit on me and started like just coming up against me. And I'm like, hey, I was just passing on a message to be helpful. They asked, you know? And that was the only one of two times. That's the second time we ever had any friction between us. And it was all over JoJo just making wild assumptions and thinking that I was doing something wrong when all I was trying to do was help because these people asked me. You know, I didn't like just volunteer this. Hey, everybody, look, you need to know this. That's JoJo's job, and she should have, because I know she wanted everybody to know it, so she should have done that. But I wasn't. I wasn't informing everybody of doing about something that JoJo should have informed people. I was telling them to be helpful because they wanted to know, you know, and I got shit for that. So, you know, later I got blocked. Well, later I lost my mod star. That was right before that meeting. And she started smearing my name. And it was shortly after that that I got blocked and untrusted. But it had nothing to do with me going against her, rubbing her the wrong way, having an argument with her. As far as I could tell, it was all just over, I don't know, because I created a channel and the competition or something. I mean, really, she's very competitive, as you know. You know, she goes to these other channel owners, tries to take mods, and tries to get them to close down their channel, and et cetera, et cetera. I've heard a lot of people tell me this stuff. But, I mean, I hadn't even talked to her. I definitely hadn't trolled her channels. I hadn't done anything. And then I got blocked one day. It's like, okay, all right, fine. Well, I can't help your guests out in your channel anymore. Was my view on it. And it's like, oh, well, okay. So, whatever. It was all just very weird. And she's just been warring with me ever since. And she makes sure that it's not just her that wars against me and my channel. She makes sure that all of her mods and anybody else that she can gather up, her guests, to war against me. And every little thing that she gets, every little thing she gets, she kicks it out to her mods and probably others and just tries to go on this big old thing. Malicious came into my channel earlier today, by the way, and JoJo thought it was quite funny that she was trolling my channel. Oh, and apparently Malicious hates me now. No, sorry, is mad at me. But it's funny because I haven't spoken to her or about her in probably 2 months. So why would she be mad at me? Let's see. Would she be mad at me because the lies that JoJo told her, that the things that I'm allegedly doing? Or perhaps because JoJo might have told her that I said some nasty shit about her. You know, the best way on Zello to get someone to be mad at someone else? Do you know? Best way, as far as I can tell, is to tell somebody that the other person said some shit about them. So, that could be the issue. I don't know. All this immaturity is just sky high. It stinks to high heaven. Anyway, thank you for letting me know about that. Answer my question. I see your channels are still rocking. Very good. Stinging.